بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Ayatollah Khamenei's opinion on the blessed month of Ramadan. What is offered at the Divine Feast of the month of Ramadan, June 10th, 2018?
There are yet other people who are not interested in benefiting from the spiritual nourishment because they have already satisfied their appetite with useless things and they are not willing to benefit from the different kinds of interesting and beneficial nourishment that is offered in this Divine Feast. Unlike these people, there are others who benefit from the blessings of this feast and their appetite is never satisfied because the nourishment is spiritual. Benefiting from this nourishment is a virtue because it leads to transcendence of the human soul. The more a person benefits from these blessings, the more spiritual transcendence he achieves and the closer he moves to the goals of creation. This spiritual transcendence is different from material blessings. The purpose of material blessings is to enable human beings to satisfy their physical needs and to keep their bodies functioning. As far as material blessings are concerned, it is a mistake to have too much. It is wrong. But this is not the case with spiritual blessings because basically we have been created to achieve a spiritual transcendence.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. إن الله جعل شهر رمضان مضمارا لخلقه. فيستبقون فيه بطاعته إلى مرضاته.
Spiritual blessings make it possible and easier for us to achieve this spiritual transcendence. Therefore, we should try to benefit from them as much as we can. In the case of certain pious and sincere people whose names we have heard, even when their actions are explained to us, we have difficulty understanding how they did those truly amazing things. Such people can wake up 2-3 hours before the dawn prayer and they can stay awake during the nights of Ramadan and shed tears. It has been said that when the late Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki would wake up in the morning to perform wuzu at the pool of water, he would look at the water and he would pray and shed tears. He would wash his face and continue shedding tears. He would look at the sky and he would pray and shed tears until he came to his prayer mat to perform midnight prayers in a characteristically enthusiastic, lively, energetic way. The same was true of the late Haj Mirza Ali Agha Ghazi. We have heard certain things about his fasting, his attention to God, his divine remembrance, and his praying. We cannot understand such things clearly. but they show us a clear path, and we should make the best out of this path.
That was the part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, during the gathering with thousands of people from various groups.
As-salamu alaykum,
as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.